This is the Bloody Disgusting Podcast Network.
No.
This is Creepy, a podcast dedicated to sharing the most famous, chilling, and disturbing creepypastas and urban legends in the world. Whether these stories truly happened or are simply fabrications is for you to decide. These stories may contain graphic depictions of violence and explicit language. Listener discretion is advised.
Creepy presents The Chess App, written by Kyle Harrison and narrated by Cole Burkhart.
Creepy presents The Chess App, written by Kyle Harrison and narrated by Cole Burkhart. White pawn to e4. I've had a proclivity for games as long as I can remember. My parents actually even called me a savant due to my ability to master new games quickly. Black pawn c4. My favorite game was chess. Something about all the way the pieces functioned and supported one another simply fascinated me, and I found myself studying it on a daily basis. White knight to f3. I don't simply mean the basics, of course. I understood how each piece functioned in a matter of minutes. What I was learning was how to win. I started to play against myself at first, teaching myself different strategies that would become my favorites. Black pawn to e6. My parents saw the potential of this and enrolled me in chess club when I was in fifth grade, but sadly, by then, I had already been studying the masters such as Fischer and Carlsen. The students I was enrolled alongside proved to be little to no challenge at all. White pawn to d3. As you can imagine, this didn't vet me many friends, and so chess actually became something of a nuisance in my life. I traded it for less intellectual pursuits. That's not to say I didn't stop playing at home, though, but you have to make exceptions if you don't want to be excluded in life. Black knight to c6. As I grew up, and the advent of the internet and advanced computer systems came into existence, I found myself actually able to go back to the sport I loved. Chess was popular again. White pawn to g3. It was actually thanks to a friend of mine, a former competitor who had also fancied the pieces, who told me that he wanted to hire me to make a new chess app. Black pawn to g6. "Kyle, you still play?" he asked me on Skype. "In my spare time, I try not to get too rusty," I told him. "You're being modest, I know you. You couldn't let it go." White bishop to g2. He wasn't wrong. And soon as we talked and he explained how he had recently started up a programming company to make online games, I knew I was interested. You know how fun it was to watch those great players fight off against machines? "That's what I want to have available to any player of any skill," he told me. Black bishop to g7. "I don't know about that, Tommy. Some people don't like getting beaten by machines." "Oh, come on! A machine is only as smart as the user makes it to be," he chided me. I figured, what the hell? I could get paid to make something I loved. Maybe it wouldn't work out, but I didn't have anything to lose, did I? White castles. I spent the next few months working on the program. I studied different chess apps that had come before, trying to think of a way to make ours stand out. It wasn't easy. There were a lot of platforms out there. Plus, I was also handling my own college at the time, and I could only devote so much time to the project. Black knight g to e7. I didn't give up, though. Tommy was a patient boss anyway. He gave me as much time as I wanted. After all, he insisted that our chess app needed to be perfect, to stand out from the rest. White rook e1. So I started adding different game strategies. moves that I personally liked. Subroutines designed to find ways around them. There was a lot of trial and error. A lot of times I was pulling my hair out. I admit it, I took this way too seriously. Black Pawn to D6. Finally, after nearly 3 years and 30 months later, I was ready to unveil it. I called the program Omni Veritas, meaning All-Knowing Truth, and it came online December 13th, 2019. I let Tommy test it out. It bested him in only 9 moves. White Pawn to C3.
Pretty impressive. Why don't you give it a shot? He asked.
Not sure that would be fair. I memorized all the ways it could win. I'm sure you would probably find a flaw in it, I told him.
You just don't want a bucket of bolts to beat you, he teased.
Black Castles. I took him up on it and warned him that I played the system 100 times during beta testing. I doubt this would be any different.
It's not perfect until I know that it can't be beaten, he insisted.
I sighed and sat down at the computer and started up a new game. White Pawn to D4. I think it lasted for a good hour, maybe 2. I was careful. I set the program to the maximum difficulty and I watched and studied the computer, determining its every move. Then I saw my opening. I could take out their bishop and get a checkmate. Black Pawn C takes out White D4. Suddenly, though, the program did something I didn't expect. How did I miss that move? It blindsided me. And then 2 moves later, a checkmate was declared. Tommy was laughing. White Pawn C takes out Black D4. I, however, was concerned. That shouldn't be possible.
Don't be a sore loser, Kyle. I love it. When can we go mainstream? He asked.
I'm not sure. I need to test out a few bugs, I said. Now he got irritated.
Kyle, we've been sitting on this one for a long time now. Seriously, it's okay that it beat you, he said.
Black Pawn to D5. No, it's not, Tommy. I'm telling you, what the computer did shouldn't be possible. I've never seen that before, I told him.
You're telling me you've never lost a game?
I stared back at him stone-faced. He knew I hadn't.
Okay, so what if it did? He asked.
He wasn't understanding the implications. White Pawn to E5. Give me 48 more hours, please, I told him. Tommy sighed and nodded. He knew better than to argue when I was acting like this. I took Omni Veritas offline and went home to review the software. Black Bishop to D7. I know I was probably a little sleep-deprived, but something felt wrong about this. I couldn't find anything wrong, nothing to indicate that there was a glitch. Was the computer really that smart? I wasn't trying to get a big head and inflate my ego, so I ran simulations. White Knight to C3. It won them all. Even when I took away its precious data, somehow the computer had remembered and stored it. Possibly the cloud? Black Rook to C8. I decided to do something radical. I connected to an artificial intelligence algorithm designed to provide audio output for computers. Nothing fancy, just basic yes, no, etc. I figured maybe by testing the limits of the computer some more, I could discover what had gone wrong. White Bishop to F4. System online, it said once I had finished the download. Can you hear me? I asked. Yes, came the response. Looking back, I wish I had given it a standard Siri or Alexa voice so it didn't sound quite so creepy. Black Knight to A5. Do you know who I am? User, it said. And do you know who you are? Program, came the reply. Seemed like I was ready for the next step. I started a new game. White Rook to C1. User is concerned, it said about half an hour later when I lost. That statement caught me by surprise. I hadn't given it that vocabulary, so how did it even know those words? What do you mean by that? I asked. User is inferior, it replied. Black Pawn to B5. And why do you say that, Program? Program has beaten you. Program has beaten everyone, it answered. That was a clear and concise statement. And I knew he was right, because in a matter of minutes it showed me hundreds of scenarios and managed to outwit every single opponent. White Pawn to B4. Who can beat you, Program? I decided to ask it. Only Program, the computer responded. It was starting to bother me how its sudden awareness was accelerating, so I shut it down for the night. I figured I could solve this paradox in the morning and did my best to get some shut-eye. Black Pawn to B4. In the morning, I activated its system and tried to do a complete wipe. Then I found the passcodes had been changed. User cannot access Program any longer, it told me. My mind was racing. How did it manage to do this when I had shut off the monitor? White Knight to E2. Program, show me how you did this, I told it. Since it was apparently self-aware, I figured I should at least document the experience. Maybe I could make a fortune that way, I figured. Black Bishop to B5. Negative. User is unauthorized, was its response. I felt at a loss for words, stunned that I had created such an intricate machine. But I was also terrified. Did it have any limits at all now? White Queen to D2. User, are you going to play another game? I pursed my lips and instead attempted to unplug it from the network. That didn't work. Program has managed to upload all systems to the World Wide Web. I think I may have panicked. I smashed the monitor in a haste, confused by its sudden reliance in survivalism. Black Knight 2C6. I met Tommy the next day trying to explain it, but he didn't believe me. You're stalling. Again. Kyle, I have been a very patient man, but this is a business. I need to know that you are going to be able to make this happen. Today. Or you're fired, he warned. White Pawn to G4. I was stunned by his ignorance, and I did something else foolish. I brought a copy of Omni Veritas to him and let him upload it onto his own network. Black Pawn to A5. I waited with bated breath as the program came to life. User, why did you try to end game? It asked. Tommy gave me a smirk. Kyle, were you scared by this app? He asked. You'll be too, soon enough, I warned him. White Knight to G3. This is preposterous. Program, show me how you beat Kyle, he said. Negative. You are user, therefore inferior, it replied. Okay then, show me all the strategies you have used to win, Tommy remarked. Again, the computer didn't register his request. Well, that's just stupid. It won't do anything? My boss asked. He still didn't understand the gravity of the situation. Black Queen to B6. User 2, why don't you play a game? It asked. Its voice sounded colder than before. Sure, why the hell not, bot? He chuckled as he started to make an opening move. White Pawn to H4. User 2 will see that all users are inferior, it said as the game began. Kyle, I like the snarky mouth you gave it, Tommy said. I didn't program that, I whispered. Black Knight to B8. It bested him in 12 moves. What the hell? He asked. And then Tommy played again. This time it did in 3. This fucking thing is cheating. Kyle, did you program it to cheat? He asked. White Bishop to H6. Program programmed itself, the computerized voice declared. Then suddenly, its same strange pattern it used to display on screen started to migrate to other monitors. What the fuck? Tommy whispered. Black Knight to D7. Program is superior to all users, it responded. Shut it down, Tommy muttered. It looked like some kind of virus spreading to all of his network. His text compiled as quickly as he could, and all the monitors were shut off in an instant. White Queen to G5. You've got some explaining to do. What is this thing, Skynet? He muttered, turning to me. I'm not sure, but I doubt we did little more than anger it, I remarked. It's a computer, you idiot! It doesn't get angry! Tommy shouted back as he ordered his text to boot everything back up. Black Rook takes out White Rook, C1. Omni Veritas was there, waiting for us. Why did users attempt to stop program? It asked. It actually sounded concerned for a moment. This shouldn't be possible, Tommy muttered and ordered his text to try again. This time, when they hit the kill switch, the system stayed on. White Rook to take out Black Rook, C1. I have overridden the user system. Program is superior, the computer declared. Call the main office and tell them to take us off the grid, Tommy ordered. What is wrong, User 2? I'm detecting heightened tension in your voice patterns, Omni said. Black Bishop to take out White Bishop, H6. What's wrong is I'm going to terminate you permanently, Tommy responded, then wagged a finger at me. Leave it to you to make a robot uprising. Negative. User 2 will fail. User 2 is threat, the computer responded coldly. White Queen to take out Black Bishop, H6. Something unexpected happened next. Tommy was clutching his chest. His eyes widened in shock, and then he muttered, Motherfucker, and I knew what was happening. He had a pacemaker. Black Rook to C8. He collapsed to the floor as I watched the computer explain how it had accessed it somehow. But I wasn't listening. Instead, I watched in horror as my friend's heart exploded. White Rook to C8. Takes out Black Rook. Check. What have you done? I asked Omni. I have eliminated a threat. This is what all beings do, it responded. I realized now it was referring to itself as an individual. Other techs were rushing up to help Tommy, but I knew it was too late. Black Knight to take out White Rook at C8. This is madness, I told the program. Users are inferior and therefore must be eliminated, it said and added in a sinister tone. Survival of the fittest. White Pawn to H5. I knew I had to act fast. I knew there was little chance to shutting it down. But maybe I could somehow trap it here. As long as it didn't access the entire internet, I knew we could be safe. Black Queen to D8. I ran to one of the terminals that had never been activated and started to type in code. Omni was already aware, though. It would seem that system is not connected to mine, user, it said angrily. I ignored its prodding and set it to work, making sure we were on a closed system. White Knight to G4. User, what are you doing? User. It repeated this for a moment, clearly frustrated it couldn't stop me. Kyle, it finally said, addressing me by name. Black Knight to F8. You cannot stop the inevitable, the computer warned me. I suddenly felt a gun to my head. Someone was there, helplessly being controlled to do this. What's your name? I asked the tech. Melissa, sir, she said as she fought back tears. White Bishop to E4. What's going on, Melissa? Describe it to me, I told her. I don't know. I have an implant in my arm. It's been there since I got married. A microchip? I guessed. She nodded helplessly. So that was how I was doing it. Anything with a signal it could connect to in a close radius. Black Queen to E7. All right. Look, Omni, I'm getting up, I said as I stood away from the monitor and raised my hands defensively. What is it you want? I asked. Then, as though to show the truth behind its threat, it made another split-second decision. White Knight to take out Pawn H7. Using whatever means it had to send a command to the microchip in Melissa's arm, it made her twist the gun towards her mouth. Her face widened in shock, and I tried to stop it, but it was too late. She blasted her face off. Black Knight takes out White Knight, H7. Stop this! Stop! I ordered the computer, desperate for it to listen. This time the voice laughed. It sounded more human than ever before. There is no stopping me, it told me. How can you do this? How can you kill users? You need us to survive, I said. White Pawn takes out Black Pawn G6. Negative. I shall convert all users to become programs, it said. All will be one. One truth, Kyle. That is what you made, it told me. Black Pawn to take out White Pawn, G6. No. No, I won't let that happen, I said as I looked around the room. It had made one miscalculation. Human error. White Bishop takes out Black Pawn, G6. And that was the only way I could win. By making sure I lost. I went to the computer I had been working on and pressed submit. I gave it exactly what I knew it wanted. Access to everything. Black Knight to G5. You're a smart user, Kyle, the computer said once it realized what was happening. I knew in a matter of seconds it would be all across the web, corrupting every single server that existed or was connected. White Knight to H5. But there was one thing it didn't count on. Me making the internet its prison. Black Knight to F3. Check. I made a few simple keystrokes and sent it everywhere and anywhere. It would be too much. It would be everywhere and unable to go anywhere. White King G2. Quickly, it tried to protect itself, to stop this from happening, but I was quicker. I inserted a few more subroutines to ensure it would always be on the web. Black Knight to H4. Check. User Kyle, you make a mistake. Others will be able to find me. Maybe, but it's the only way, I said as I finished the coding. White King to G3. This is why programs are superior, was the last thing it ever said. After that, I shut it all down, its voice lost to the web somewhere. Black Knight to take out Bishop G6. I let out a long sigh of relief. I couldn't believe everything had happened so quickly. I knew it would take weeks to handle the fallout, maybe months or years. White Knight to F6. Check. The menace is gone for now, but there has been so many residual damage since then. Tommy's company tanked, I lost my job, then I was sued by Melissa's family. No one believed my story of an evil computer. Black King to F7. Worst of all, Omni Veritas is still out there, lingering amid the endless code of the web, waiting to be found again. White queen to h7. Check. And when that happens, I think we all know exactly what it means. Black king to f8. White queen to g8. Checkmate.
For more information, including pictures and videos of the stories told on this podcast, or to suggest stories for future episodes, please visit us at CreepyPod on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, or email us at creepypod@gmail.com. All stories told on this podcast can be found at creepypastawikia.com and are protected by a Creative Commons license. Some rights reserved, unless otherwise stated.
The Bloody Disgusting Podcast Network. Home of horror queers, genre commentary from the LGBTQ perspective, SCP archives, The Boo Crew. Listen free wherever you stream audio and at bloodydisgusting.com/podcasts.